Well, we've got the head coach of the West Plains Lady Zizzers, former Liberty alum, Haley Stevens, now Haley Beasley. Head coach and packing home the gold. How sweet it is, right?
Yes, Saturday was awesome. The girls really battled, and it was a great day.
You only lost one set, right?
Yes, we lost the first set in the championship and then came back and won the next two. So
that was, and there were some really good teams in it. That was just a great win. Blair Oaks, for those of you that may not follow volleyball, just go to the Misha website and look it up. I mean, they're in it every year. I mean, they are a private school, and this year they're bumped up to a class four, and they're still going to be right in the midst of it all. But you beat a great team in the championship. But take us through the pool play. Who did you play in the first round of the pool play?
Okay, so we played Fair first in pool play, and then we played Salem, and we also played Springfield Catholic in pool play. And we won all of our sets in pool play. Did a really nice job controlling our side and having low errors.
Yeah. Well, and the communication, I got to do the championship game with Blair Oaks and your Lady Zizzers. In volleyball, communication is so key. You know, the girls on the floor, they got to be able to talk and not assume that, you know, things are going to go the right direction, but that communication was great. But your libero, she played her tail off.
Mia Duggins, yes. She made a lot of great defensive plays. She kept us in a lot of points.
Well, Duggins, it sums it up, because she was Duggins it out, you know, in that championship game. I mean, just time after time, I was telling you, and I may be, it was two or three big hits by Braun for Blair Oaks, and she's going to play at the next level, there's no doubt. But they were spotting her up, her favorite little happy spot, and she was pounding it. But, she was digging it out and keeping it alive. And you could just see the frustration on their, you know, on Blair Oaks, the Lady Falcons' faces.
Yes. Yeah. Our defense did a really nice job. We blocked line and really tried to funnel her. And Mia did a great job picking all of them up. She did awesome. Overall, defensively, we just have grown a lot. We played Marshfield last week, and we really were able to see our weaknesses defensively, and I feel like we made great adjustments this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Lily played fantastic. She had some really big hits, and it was a great team effort.
Yes, it was. It was a great team effort. Everyone contributed, and it was a really great day for everybody.
And now this is the first time, correct, that the Lady Zizzers have won their own shootout?
Well, I'm not sure about the first time ever. We're looking into that, but it's definitely the first time in a long time. I'm sure back when Trish started the showdown, I'm sure they had some success then. They had really good teams, but it's been a while.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I thought it's only been going on for about 5 years, but it's been going on longer than that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
Okay, all right, my bat right there. Yeah, well, I'm sure Trish had some great teams as well. So,
yes.
You know, there's probably some more wins there, but of recent victories, this is a big win. And this is the type of win that can kind of catapult a team, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Confidence is something that we've been needing for a long time, and we're just hoping to take this and keep rolling. So,
now, what's next for the Lady Zizzer volleyball team?
We have a big week at home this week. Tuesday, we play Poplar Bluff at home, and Thursday, Waynesville at home. And then this Saturday, we're going to host a quad with Mount Vernon, Mountain Grove, and Sullivan.
Yeah, and that'll just be more pool play, right? Type of,
yeah, everybody will play everybody. There will be deemed a quad winner as mm-hmm. well, but all three teams will play everybody. It's JV and varsity.
Right on. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming by. And again, the West Plains Lady Zizzers win their own showdown this past Saturday. And again, Coach Beasley here with us, Liberty alum. And you know, you got to, you, I was kind of looking forward to a Liberty West Plains.
Yes, yeah.
I kind of thought there for a little bit that Liberty was going to give Blair Oaks a good run, and then
Springfield Catholic.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then you know, a little boogaboo with the ankle, and it, one player can change a whole thing, can't it?
Oh yeah.
It's tough, but it's fun. And you folks that didn't go, you missed out, because there was some really good volleyball played this Saturday at the West Plains Civic Center. Coach Beasley, thanks for swinging by.
Thank you so much.